I'm sure as many of you would know, my name is Ross, and I've been attending the Studer for, this is the end of my fifth year now. I was born on the 5th of May 1999, and I was brought up in a Christian home, where from a very young age I was taught about how much Jesus loved us and he wanted to care for us. But that was quite often what you hear as a young child. But at the very start of my life, we attended Carriduff Gospel Hall, and gradually from that there, we felt that we wanted to move to a different church, as we were young kids then. And my parents decided, let's move to more youth-based church, so we moved to Banlands Baptist Church, and now I've been attending there for almost a decade. When I was in P1, I joined a weekly meeting on a Wednesday night in the Crossgar Free Presbyterians, of which Sharon was leader at and still is. And I'm very thankful that I went to that, because it was whenever I was about 5 or 6, I got saved after one of those there meetings. I went home that night, and my mum was, I was sitting in my bedroom, I was lying in my bed, and my mum came in to say goodnight, and to tell a little story as usual, but I said, "Mum, I want to become a Christian," because we'd always been told every single night about how we were sinners and we needed to be saved, otherwise we would never get to know God, or we'd never go to heaven. And from a very young age, I'd always been taught that I needed Jesus in my life, so I felt this was the thing to do. So after saying a prayer, I was saved. But often, after saying a prayer at such a young age, you maybe doubt sometimes, because of the fact that you're born in a Christian home, you think that there's just a normal way of life. But I would say, the most difficult times in life are whenever you're getting to high school. High school is possibly one of the most challenging places to be a Christian. In first year, it's not too bad, but gradually you progress. You see, the sin is coming out in people a lot more than it used to be. Like, everybody used to say, oh, there were good people and everything, they were going to go to heaven. But now you realise, loads of people that would have said they were Christians just aren't behaving in a way that would show the fruits of the Spirit. But, trying to find where I am. Quite often, it was maybe this year, past year, since the start of fifth year, we had a big change in our youth system in church, and I've been attending it now, because I never really attended the youth in my church before. I always went to the Free Presbyterian youth, but this year I felt, especially as the youth program has changed a lot, and now I've been trying to juggle both, and I go into other things such as a house group in my church. I have felt I've really matured in my faith this year, especially. And it was quite different. I really enjoy it. But starting in school recently as well, it really helped me. There was an SU small group started up, and I was starting different years, and there were about 8 or 9 people in my year. We've got 3 leaders. But one week we were joking about and everything, and one of them said, "Ross, you should speak next week." And ended up, I took them up on it, and I spoke the next week. I think I spoke on peer pressure. But from then on, it's been such a great way to influence, because now each of us have been taking weeks and turns talking. Each of the young people, leaving the older ones, leaving the leaders to sit there and watch the new future SU committees, hopefully, growing. The most challenging time in my Christian faith would probably be whenever my granny passed away about 2 years ago, on the 4th of October. It was I was very, very close to her because she lived so close. But you always see, whenever you're at that their age, you always look at it always seems to be the grief, and you feel like nothing's going right then. But whenever you look back on it, you see that there was a real turning point in your life where you really started to change, and you didn't maybe think about it then, but if you've ever grieved or have a bereavement, you go really, really close. You don't see it, but looking back at the big picture, you can see that you have grown closer to God due to it. Another key moment in my life was whenever we adopted my little sister Lauren. We had fostered her since she was about the age of 2. No, not 2, 7 months. then whenever she was about 2.5, 3, we adopted her. We went through the adoption process, and we adopted her, and she's been a blessing in our life. And that's really all I have to say, apart from usually people would ask, what's your favorite Bible verse? And quite often, like, it's hard to think of one because there's different verses that suit different situations. But it all depends, especially whenever you're coming up to big exams and GCSEs and everything. I would usually, one of my more memorable ones at the minute would be Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, which I would recommend to anybody who is going through exams at the minute and lots of pressure. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I feel that there is, especially whenever I was coming to the GCSEs making decisions, and I feel that there was a really good verse. You prayed over it and you knew that whatever happened, God's got a plan for you, no matter what. And that's the feel. I just want to live out my life in a way that glorifies God. And